And then, of all things, notice the next one. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I actually have laughed at this. I think the arrangement here is the Spirit of God put them right together. You know, death and life and the power of the tongue. You're going to have to propose to the girl. That's the proper way to do it. Ask her to marry you. And death and life are in the power of the tongue. You may wish you had bit your tongue. It's like the old bachelor that was going with one that we call an old maid today, but that's not nice. And he had never met a woman that he wanted to marry because he thought they talked too much. But this one didn't. And he just fell in love with her. And he asked her to marry him. And she accepted. And the minute that she accepted, she started talking. She said what they're going to do, what their home would be, where they'd go. Oh, she began talking. She talked for over an hour. All of a sudden, she discovered he hadn't said anything. And so she said to him, says, "Why don't you say something?" He said, "I've said too much already." And all he said was, "Will you marry me?" Well, may I say we have death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. And I want to say that I've always thanked the Lord for mine. That's wonderful to have a wonderful wife, and one that can put up with you, by the way. Now in verse 24, the last verse, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. That's wonderful, isn't it? You want to have friends? Well, show yourself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know who he is? He's closer than a brother to you. That's Jesus. He says, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Now, wait just a minute. Don't you run around and start singing. Now, Jesus is a friend of mine. The minute I hear somebody singing that, I say, wait a minute, wait a minute. Are you obeying him? He said, "You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Now, if you're not obeying him, I take it that you're not his friend. You ought not to be singing it. But he is a friend that'll stick closer than a brother, for he's our Savior. He loved us enough to die for us. And he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. And I'm coming someday to get you. Where I am, there you can be also." Friends, there's not much improvement you can make on that arrangement to have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.